This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle. We're playing this week with Tom Beaudet, Mo Rocca, and Paula Poundstone. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, and sitting in for Peter Sagal, Luke Burbank.
You know, every second that you're chanting my name is one less second that Mo Rocca can make jokes. Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. In a minute, a new twist on Who's Carl This Time. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, the Washington Post reported this week about a slight problem with the Department of Agriculture's farm subsidy program. According to the Post, the USDA is using an honor system to determine whether the farmer getting payments is what?
Actually a farmer?
It's a form of that. You want a hint?
Yes.
If the farmer is pushing up daisies, that could actually be considered farm work.
That the farmer actually be living?
Yes.
Holy smokes, the next thing you know, they're going to stop them from voting in Chicago.
USDA rules state that farms are eligible to collect subsidies for up to 2 years after the death of the owner, but because oversight is apparently so lax, farms and the companies that run them can just check a box every year that says the farmer is actively engaged in the day-to-day operations of the farm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's out fertilizing.
Yeah, yeah. Literally.
Yeah, that's
good old Uncle Mulch. I know him.
Weekend at Farmer Bernie's.
So, you know, the list of these farmers, it's like a kind of Willard Scott birthday greetings. Some of them are 120 years old, but they're still collecting money. USDA legend has it that the farmer in the American Gothic painting was getting subsidies until 1989 when it was discovered he's a painting. Tom, a British website figured out this week that the average man spends a good part of a year of his life doing what?
I'm going to take a wild stab at this, that it's cleaning the gunk from between the buttons on the TV remote with the tail of your T-shirt. Mm.
No, that's totally wrong. Let me give you a hint.
Okay.
If they just had a bar outside the dressing rooms, we would not even complain.
Oh, waiting for their wives to try on clothes?
Or girlfriends. Yes, correct.
Just a year? Is that all it is? It seems so much longer than that.
Why do they go with the wife to buy clothes?
Yeah. To pay for them.
Do we really want to do that here? The fashion site Miss Butterfly surveyed 2,000 men. They found that the following disturbing results. In a lifetime, the average man spends about 22 weeks alone waiting outside the dressing rooms, as well as a week of his life sitting in his car waiting for his lady. You know, I have to say, in fairness, though, when women say they need 5 more minutes to put on eyeliner, they're using the original Aramaic interpretation of the word, which actually means 9 hours. A lot of people don't know that. Mo, officials at Germany's ADAC Automobile Association, which is sort of their AAA, they've determined that one cause for traffic accidents in that country is what?
Humorlessness. No, one cause for traffic accidents in Germany is, oh, they have such a tortured history, my goodness. One cause for traffic accidents in Germany. Well, that's not sauerkraut, you slip on it. You're not giving me any clue.
Well, I'd like to give you one, actually. Well,
okay, sure.
How about this? It's hard to read them when you're doing 140 miles on the Autobahn.
The signs are too, the print is too small.
In general, the
signs. The signs are
yes,
not readable.
Yes, the signs, yeah. The signs. Yeah. Too many signs,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That are warning you about sauerkraut on the road.
Uh-huh. Well, you'd be surprised. According to the Wall Street Journal, there are some 20 million traffic signs cluttering German roads. A recent study found the signs are so distracting that drivers are having a hard time keeping their eyes on the road. There are signs alerting drivers about toad crossings, Verkruten Wanderung and Dirty Roads, Verschmutzte Fahrbahn. Exacerbating the problem, it would appear, is the fact that the German word for stop has 94 letters.
Hilarious.